If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can also hear us on the podcast platform. And, of course, on your favorite podcast. Let me get that word out. Podcast platform. And you can also hear us at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. You may wonder why I leave mistakes in like that, because I can always just, I'll redo this and the whole bit. It's not so much just a time factor. It is that you know that this isn't so processed that I get everything down perfect. It is so that you're basically hearing this and essentially live on tape. So you, as the saying goes, because it's obviously not on tape, but you can understand that this is really just straightforward. I'm not processing. I'm not making this perfect. I'm just speaking to you as I would speak to you if we were in person. So that's the reason why I do that. So we're going to talk about Lent this week. And one of the things we're talking about when we're considering Lent is our preparation. And it's not so much something we want to necessarily do, oh, it's Ash Wednesday, I have to do something for Lent. You want to prepare for it. And we talked about yesterday about some spiritual reading. We talked about also maybe going to church. If you're not going to church, it's a great way to prepare for Lent. And to understand what Lent is all about, keeping in mind, we want to get ourselves away from the idea, and this is very common, unfortunately, but we want to get ourselves away from the idea that we have to do good things so that we can go to heaven. That is earning our way to heaven. And that is not what we believe as Catholics. It really doesn't work, because what that is known as Pelagianism, and I've talked about this before, and Pelagianism is, it's, think of it kind of like school. Think of it kind of like that you get so many points for every good act you do. We'll just kind of think of it that way. So for every good act you do, you get so many points, so that you have to have so, now this is obviously what not we believe, but we're given a good example of it. So obviously in order to get to heaven, you have to have so many points, because this is the way school works. So you stand before the throne of God, and he says to you that he's not sure if he's going to let you into heaven. This also goes with Pelagianism, and we're, again, this isn't Catholic teaching. And you say, yes, but I made all these points from all these good works I've done. Therefore, you have to let me into heaven, just as you would say to a teacher, yes, but I got all these grades on my tests and they all give me enough points to pass, even if the passing grade is 60 and I got a 61. You realize then you have to pass me because that's the rule. Well, that's not the way we want to think. We don't want to be that way. What we actually want to do is to grow closer to the Lord, so that at the end of our lives, when we're standing before the Lord, we're not looking at some kind of list of points. We're looking at, this is the one who we have wanted to experience all our lives. And we've experienced him, as St. James says, as like in a mirror, which, got to realize, this is St. James back in his day, which mirrors weren't that very good. And but then we will see the Lord face to face. So it's really that thing. One of the things I say during a funeral, especially if someone who is a very strong practicing Catholic, one of the things I say, you know, for Christians who say, well, why don't you say about us? Well, because I don't do funerals except in Catholic churches. So just so you know, I was a very strong practicing Catholic. I always point out the person is prepared to encounter the person, the Lord Jesus, who they've been waiting their whole life to encounter, that moment. And that's what our faith is all about. So Lent is all about opening ourselves more to the Lord so that we can encounter the Lord and be transformed by Him. So we want to look at those things in our lives that stand in the way. We want to look at those things in our lives that say, well, this is separating me from the Lord, or this is leading me away from the Lord. I don't want to do this. Or this is a habit I have I want to give up because it's leading me away from God, or it's leading me not be able to do what I want to do in service to my family, to my community, and my God. And so that's an important thing. Saint Augustine said the prime fasting, which is denying yourself something, it doesn't necessarily just mean food, is fasting from sin. So that you want, if there is a sin in your life you want to get rid of, or even a habit, doesn't have to be a sin, even a habit in your life that you want to get rid of, this is a great time to do this. It's very different than a New Year's resolution. It's about growing closer to Christ. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back right after this. Hey, we're going to have a great celebration next week. It's called the Animae Magna. That's what we're calling it. It's not an official celebration. It's our celebration, celebrating big souls in preparation for Super Bowl Sunday. And what follows is Lent. So tune us in. Let's look at a little sample of what we're going to listen to next week. And I remember a play with Fran Tarkenton many years ago. And it was fascinating. It was one of those, you know, third down, maybe even fourth down at that point, goal to go. And he was, of course, the quarterback, and you'd expect him to throw to the receiver who would be in the end zone. And this was like a make or break play. He had to do it. There was no way around this. He had to make the goal. He had to get the touchdown in order for the team to win. And there it was, and all the resistance was there. There was no way, and the other team was doing everything they could to make sure that Fran Tarkenton was not going to get anyone to throw that ball to, or in a rush or anything. That's coming up next week when we're going to be celebrating the Animae Magna. We're going to recognize the big souls as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent coming up next. And we're going to talk a little bit of Fran Tarkenton. We're going to talk a little bit of Tom Brady. We're going to talk a little bit of Vince Lombardi and a little bit more. So look at that for next week. Tune us in as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent that comes afterwards. We'll see you then. We're back, and we're talking about this reality of preparing for Lent, because this is kind of our big event, our big preparation for Easter. But again, it's not about, well, I have to do this because it's Lent. No, it's how do I draw closer to Christ? Another thing is to give some serious thought to some good spiritual reading. And I've talked about this before. I talk about it all the time. But there are some great Catholic bookstores, and don't dismiss other Christians who write great things as well. So don't say, well, I'm only going to read it if it's got an imprimatur. No, there may be some great Christian works. Well, there are some great Christian works that are quite compatible with your seeking to live the gospel of Christ. And that's important. So, I love the bookstore. Plus, you can also buy jelly there. The bookstore at the monastery, St. Joseph Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts. I love that. It is a great bookstore. It's not that big, but it has some great books, including a whole section on Thomas Merton, because Thomas Merton was a Cistercian monk, which is also known as Trappist, which is the monastery. That's what order they are. It's also a beautiful place to go. I like to go there and pray, and especially if it's warmer. You know, obviously a little more difficult if it's cold, to pray on the grounds, maybe right there next to the driveway, because it's such a beautiful shot of the entire area of basically I guess, what's that, Worcester County, or that whole area out in Spencer. And it's a rural area. I love that. I was at the Big Y the other day, and it's like walking into a supermarket from, you know, what you see in the movies, from a rural area, because that's what it is. It's a lot of farms in that area, a lot of farm stands, and a beautiful place. And it's a great place to go pray. But in light of that, it's a great place to buy books because there's a great bookstore there. And there are other great bookstores. Of course, we know the Pauline Bookstore on Route 1 in Dedham is another great place to go. And they also have a chapel there where you can pray. And that's an important part of what we do. So this is a good time to think of some good spiritual reading, some good spiritual writers. And I'm suggesting to people this great book, which I've suggested to you, The Catechism of Spirituality by Cardinal Robert Sara. What an excellent book it really is, because he's talking about something that is so unknown in the American Catholic world, which is the Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, that's something that is not addressed in the Catholic world as much. And the Holy Spirit is a major part of what we believe. You know, another thing you may want to consider for spiritual reading for Lent, this is preparing for this, but you know, not doing it until Lent, is the encyclicals you can find at www.vatican.va. You can find them under each particular pope. So you can go read Humanae Vitae, for example. You can go read Rerum Novarum. You can go read Laudato Si. You can go read all that was written by Pope John Paul II, etc. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.